Welcome back to Made by Murillo. On today's episode, we talk to CrossFit Games athlete and newly minted bobsled athlete, Colleen Fauch. Colleen speaks with us today about her CrossFit career, her experience at the Games, her move to Lake Placid, and goals for the next few years. We're going to get to all that exciting stuff, but first, I just want to thank you guys for listening to the show. If you'd like to help the show grow, all you got to do is share it with a friend. It's as simple as that. If there are specific guests that you guys would like to hear, feel free to let me know. Go on the gram, at Made by Murillo, shoot me a comment, slide into the DMs, and I'll try to get them on. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. If you guys like what you hear, feel free to give us a 5-star review. All right, guys, without any further ado, I give you Colleen Fauch.
3, 2, 1, let's go!
Colleen Fauch, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's been a long time since you and I have seen each other.
Yeah.
How's everything been going?
Really good. I think last time I saw you and Haley was at Granite Games, maybe? Was that the last set?
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. That was a really fun competition.
And that was.
Like watching you, Haley, and I think Chantel kind of go back and forth the whole weekend was really, really kind of an inspiring thing to watch. And it really painted a picture as far as like who was going to continue in the sport. You know, I feel like it's been a couple of years since then and we've seen you grow as an athlete. Do you feel like that competition was something that you prepared really well? Obviously you won. You feel like it was something that you kind of prepared really well for and then executed throughout the weekend? Or do you feel like the events were right up your alley? Or what do you think?
Yeah, you know, that was, I would say, my first taste at a very games-like competition.
Yeah.
So I was just really excited to test just a full array of events and kind of see where I needed to fill gaps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it was also just a huge confidence booster.
Sure.
Definitely had some events that did not go my way for sure. But I mean, I learned a ton from that. And it was just a really well done competition. The girls I was competing against were awesome. And I just had a lot of fun.
Yeah. The sport of CrossFit has many stages. Like there's the online qualifier stage. Previously there was regionals. Now there's sectionals. Then there's the games. And most of the athletes that I talk to, it sounds like they enjoy the in-person competitions much more.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's the same for you.
Oh, yes. Very much so. I mean, you know, I love throwing down with friends in a gym, but there's nothing like an actual in-person competition.
For sure.
Yeah.
Now, kind of following up with that, do you feel like, for example, I know that there's some athletes that actually do better in the qualifier setting than they do in the in-person setting. Maybe it's just because there's added modalities thrown in, like like running or swimming or things that you just can't do in a gym, really. Do you feel that you perform better at in-person competitions as well?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I think it just, yeah. I enjoy that experience a lot more. So not only is it more fun, but I feel like there's just an extra fire there that it's just harder to replicate when you're in a gym, even if it is, you know, something like the Open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I remember watching you compete in Southern California at regionals, and then you moved out to Arizona.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about like what prompted you to make that move and that decision, how that helped you grow as an athlete?
Yeah. So I had been in California for a long time. I, you know, went to school at Berkeley, swam there, was coaching at Berkeley for a few years, and then found NorCal CrossFit, was working there, went team, which was amazing. And, you know, was kind of ready for a change. And after I'd gone team and just had shoulder surgery and all that stuff, was looking for a new coach and kind of a new training environment. And I started talking with OPEX and Big Dogs.
Yeah.
And they had a really good thing going on out there. Prior to that, most of my coaching was done remotely, which I think is, hey, you know, like it works really well. But I was like, if I can see my coach every day and get that immediate feedback and like, you know what, why not? So kind of took a leap of faith there. And Tennille Reed was training out Tennille Berline was training out there at the time and she was crushing it. And if I'm trying to be at the highest level in this sport, I really got to go all in. So that was the big reason to go out to Arizona. And and not only ended up, I think it was a huge benefit, not only for me as an athlete, but for me as a person as well. And I absolutely love it out there.
That's great. You know, it's really interesting. Once you made that move, I definitely saw the potential that you had competing in California and doing team and all that. When you moved out there, it seemed like you were paying extra attention to all the smaller things, especially things outside of the gym.
Yeah.
Do you feel like those were things that you had already mastered prior to going out there? Or was it like once you got out there, you're like, oh, okay, like here's all the other things that I haven't been doing and they were helping you do that?
100%. So when I first got out there, it was a huge eye-opener to, wow, there are a lot of things that I don't have dialed in that I need to have dialed in.
What would you say is an example of one that stands out to you?
I'd say the biggest one would be recovery. I think before I just was like, I need to train more and I need to train harder and I need to do all these sessions. And I just wasn't putting enough time and effort into my sleep and what I was doing on my recovery days and just giving my body time to adapt and adjust and benefit from the training I was doing. So
yeah,
that was probably the biggest adjustment.
Awesome. Moving forward from there, you kept competing and were doing sanctionals. And then in Haley's experience, this as well, the sport of CrossFit has gone through some some changes, you know?
Yeah.
Like how have those changes affected you? Have there been changes in your personal life that have helped steer you in one way or the other as far as like what competitions you choose or the structure of your year? How have you reacted to all these changes?
So leading into the 2019 games, so that was the first time I had qualified individually.
Yeah.
And I think I was under the mindset that I just needed to save up all my energy and just for the CrossFit Games. And that whenever I made the CrossFit Games, I was just going to not compete until the games and then just train as hard as I could and just prep for that.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah. But I think what I learned from that is, of course, there's a, you know, a happy medium. You don't want to overdo it.
Sure.
You know, depending on what kind of athlete you are and how you would respond to all of that. But what I really took away was, like, I love the training, but I do this to compete and I love competing.
Yeah.
So I went into this season, I was like, okay, no matter when I qualify for the games, like, here are the competitions I'm going to do and I'm going to commit to these. And I was really excited just to, because even from Wodapalooza this year, you know, it didn't pan out exactly how I wanted to, but I had so many amazing learning experiences and I was really excited to keep building off of that. And obviously, you know, this year happened and didn't get to exactly see that through.
Yeah.
But it was a good learning year or so, especially after the games. So yeah, I mean, I think just being, you know, resilient and also trying not to waste energy on things I can't control and just continue to adapt and understand that I'm not the only one in this position. Everyone has to adapt and acclimate as we go. So
sure.
I think that's what I keep checking in with and my coach and I keep talking about is just creating a plan. Obviously, the plan's going to have to change and get adjusted from time to time. But
sure, yeah.
Just focusing on what I can do.
Yeah.
Just letting everything else figure itself out.
Yeah, totally. Now, I want to circle back to this year, but I want to get your opinion on something. So
okay.
In 2019, they implemented like the cuts, right? And I'm sure that was a frustrating experience. But
yeah.
In previous years, you know, it was like, if you qualified for the games, you were able to experience the whole weekend. It was kind of like it was almost like the field of athletes versus the tests, you know?
For sure.
As opposed to almost like a game of survival. And I know it's something different and CrossFit's always been kind of, look, it's unknown and unknowable. You just got to deal with it, right? I'm wondering, like, what are your thoughts on what is the best way to test athletes? As far as like, if we are trying to find the fittest, do you feel like stages and elimination is the way to go? Or should we go the whole weekend and let everybody compete?
Yeah.
I know they're going to be making probably some big changes this year as well. Do you have any, do you have any ideas or suggestions that, hey, maybe this would work really well?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I'm a little biased and I, you know, would have liked to compete in all of the tests throughout the weekend. And I
sure.
think that was, you know, a hard pill to swallow because I'd been close to making the games for so long and I had envisioned what it would look like. And, you know, I made the assumption that I was going to get to compete in a full weekend of a CrossFit Games. And then when it didn't happen, I'm not going to lie, like it stung pretty bad.
Sure, of course.
And, you know, definitely to miss out on stuff like a swim, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I swam in college and like I was so pumped, you know, I was like, oh man, the year I get to go to CrossFit Games, like and swim, this is going to be amazing.
Gosh.
So yeah, I mean, that was, at the time it was, you know, obviously, like, I think I've grown from it, like, but definitely tough.
And the other thing is that I think for you guys at the level that you're at, it can't be a hobby. It can't be something you just kind of do on the weekend. Like,
yeah,
it
right.
is a full time,
right.
full, like the entire year, your entire life is invested into this. And then for there to just be kind of a shift in, oh, we're doing it this way this time, I'm sure that's frustrating. So
yeah,
from an outsider's perspective, I think you're well within your rights to feel that way. That's okay. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think also it was a good learning lesson. I think just in life is
yeah.
that, you know, you're not guaranteed anything. You're not, even when you go all into something and commit most of your life to it, you're not entitled to it.
Yeah,
so it's,
for sure.
And I think it's a good check-in for anything I do now or later on in life is that you also have to find a deeper, more reasons why you do something, like, you know, try and compete at the CrossFit Games.
For sure.
Because, you know, if that's the only reason I did all of this, then that would be extremely unfulfilling
yeah.
if it doesn't pan out how you want it to. So
yeah.
I think it was good in, it's never fun to go through, but you end up learning a lot from the things that don't go your way or so well sometimes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Haley's no stranger to that either. I mean,
yeah.
things like that have happened to her before.
Right.
And especially, you know, I kind of want to get your take on this. With COVID happening, at least for me personally, like, you know, I've been away from Haley a large chunk of this year just because of COVID and work and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that whole situation has put things in perspective to me to where it's like I used to be hyper focused on, and I still am focused on my career, but like
yeah.
I used to be like, this has to happen. I have to do this, laser focus here. And then once the pandemic happened and everyone had to kind of take a step back, it made me take another look at what's really important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Haley did the same thing. And we were both just like, hey, I'm really just glad you're in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad that we have this together.
Yeah.
Like, forget everything else. Like, you and I get to work out together. And this is great, you know? So
right.
do you feel like you've experienced something similar to where because the sport has been put on hold and you've had to take a step back, you've been forced to, everybody has.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a different outlook on everything now?
Yeah, you know, I think it definitely, like you said, it forces everyone to slow down a bit and
mm-hmm.
just reevaluate, like you said, what's important in life. And I definitely have had many conversations with my siblings, my parents about, you know, we're just like, we've got each other and we're healthy. Like, that's
yeah.
really all that matters.
Yeah.
And then everything else, you know, is just like icing on the cake kind of.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
And I think also this time has given me, you know, still love training and all that, but it's given me time to put some more energy into some other stuff and other exciting things that I'm doing. So that's been really cool. And kind of gave me a chance for, you know, and hadn't done this in a long time, but to take a true off season and let
yeah.
my body just rest, which was nice.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of the other irons in the fire you have?
So a few months ago, I started a YouTube channel. So that was really exciting and was a few years in the making. And I was just terrified to do it. And
yeah.
what's really cool, or at least that I think, is that my brother edits the videos.
Oh, that's great.
And he is so, he's really passionate about it and really great at it. And so it's really cool that I get to do something like that with, you know, my brother, one of my best friends, and
yeah.
we're doing that together. And then I'm finishing up my master's right now and then starting a certificate in data analytics actually next week.
Oh, that's great.
So that'll be really exciting.
Do you know what you want to do with that moving forward, like down the road, or is it just kind of like you're just really interested and you're learning about it right now?
A little bit of both. So definitely interested. So the master's is in kinesiology. I was a strength coach at Cal way back when.
Yep.
And figured that I'd probably go back into that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And recently got really interested in data science, like what Oura Ring, Whoop is doing.
Right, right.
Stuff like that. Just so the combination of data science with athletic performance, with recovery and sleep and nutrition and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
would love to be able to combine the two moving forward.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, you and I had trouble linking up earlier because I thought you were in a completely different time zone.
Yeah.
And you informed me that you're on the East Coast.
Yes.
What are you doing out there?
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy, but I am in Lake Placid, New York. I'm at the Olympic Training Center right now.
That's awesome.
And I am working with the USA women's bobsled team and looking to try and get on the team.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how did that happen?
Yes.
Did they reach out to you? Did you have to like try out or how'd it go?
So I started talking to Kaylee Humphreys, who is a total badass. So she has 3 Olympic medals in the sport of bobsled.
No big deal.
2 of which are gold. Yeah, I know, really. No big deal. She won Worlds in January this past year. So, I mean, she's currently the best pilot in the sport.
That's great.
And so she reached out to me and was like, you know, have you ever thought about bobsled? I was like, you know, I think it's cool, but no, I've never really thought about doing it. And then we had a lot of great conversations, talked to Mike, who is the head coach.
Yeah.
And you know what it all entailed. And then basically I went out and worked out, trained with Kaylee, got kind of the lowdown on what the sport was about, what kind of commitment I would need to make in order to make this a reality.
Yeah.
Like about a month later, and now I'm here.
That's great. So how long is the period that you're in right now as far as like when you'll know if things are looking good and if you might be competing? Would it be in 2021 or 2022?
2022. So it's kind of crazy too. I mean, I grew up swimming. I swam in college and I qualified for Olympic trials in swimming. My entire childhood, like that was the dream, was to go to the Olympics, be an Olympic swimmer.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, eventually, like just got to a point, got as far as I could and it's just not in the cards.
Yeah.
So it's really cool that I'm getting to like restart my Olympic dream potentially, which is kind of nuts. But so basically right now I came out here end of September, had to quarantine for a week.
Yeah.
So I'm out here for about 2 months for like the first half of team trials. And then we're going to go out to Park City for the second half. And then depending on how that goes, I'll either be on, there's like a World Cup team, and then from there, reevaluating what the next year will look like.
Yeah.
And then...
And would you have to put CrossFit on hold while you're doing this?
Yeah.
I assume so. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, to me, I don't want to do anything like at 50, 60%. So I'm like, hey, if I'm going for it, I'm going to go all in. I mean, same,
totally,
you know, reason why I went to Arizona and was like, I got to go.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure. Especially this being kind of like a lifelong dream for you.
Yeah.
If somebody opens that door and you can walk through it, go do it, dude. Like,
yeah.
That's such an important thing, it seems like, for you. So,
yeah.
We fully support it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So it's been awesome. I mean, it's definitely a huge change, but it's been so fun and getting to lift a lot more, which is very exciting. So I'm all about that.
Dude, I got to just tell you, like, you know, we've known you for a while and you seem so like fired up about this. It's such a cool thing to see.
Thank you.
To see you this happy about what you're doing.
You.
So I'm really happy for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you so much for joining me. If people want to connect with you, where should they go?
So I'm Colleen Foch on Instagram and Colleen Foch on YouTube, and you can find me there.
All right. Well, thank you again. And I think you'll be going to sleep soon, right? Like I'm not sure what the time change is, but...
Relatively soon.
Anyway, thank you for staying up and thank you guys for listening. For Colleen Foch, I'm Josh Murillo, reminding you guys to work hard and treat people well. See ya!